Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's first collegiate adaptive sports team. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For students with disabilities who play adaptive sports, like wheelchair basketball, opportunities to compete at the college level are limited. The U.S. Paralympic Committee program database shows no competitive options at any colleges in Ohio. But the University of Cincinnati is changing that. Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU's Isabel Nisley has more.
When you guys do like 4 or 5, come back on over here.
Monday night practice starts off with the hub drill. UC's newest student athletes launch into the wheelchair mobility exercise. The indoor tennis courts are filled with squeaking wheels and flying arms. Jacob Counts rolls with the athletes in a bright red Bearcats polo. He's the adaptive athletics coordinator, which means he oversees the brand new UC wheelchair tennis and adaptive track and field teams.
As we start growing, just the adaptive sports scene in Cincinnati in general is kind of like the logical next step.
Over the past decade, a number of sports programs for youth with disabilities emerged in the city. Counts founded the Cincinnati Dragons wheelchair basketball team for kids. And the Cincinnati Tennis Foundation created adaptive tennis opportunities for elementary and high schoolers. But after graduation, there were no local colleges where they could compete.
So that was another big push, just for all of us to be like, well, let's try to keep some of our talent here as opposed to sending them off to, you know, University of Michigan or Alabama or Arizona.
So Counts helped start the program at UC. But Ohio's not the only state that lacks these sorts of opportunities.
Let's just say an underwhelming proportion of colleges and universities in the United States document the existence of and the resourcing of adaptive sports programs.
That's Yetsa Tuakli-Wosanu, an athlete, Stanford physician, and sports equity expert. She and a team of researchers found just 26 NCAA Division I colleges offer competitive opportunities for adaptive athletes. Tuakli-Wosanu says it happens for two reasons.
If the thought is, A, they're not going to make us money, then there's no point in investing in these athletes. That's the first point. And then second, sometimes they're just not thought of. Some of the unconscious bias in ableism is exactly that. There's a blind spot when it comes to the disadvantaged group, in this case, adaptive athletes.
Tuakli-Wosanu says the growing popularity of women's sports shows expanding adaptive athletics could bring in the dollars too. But creating sports opportunities for more people has benefits beyond profit. Logan Cover is one of the founding members of UC's wheelchair tennis team. She's been playing adaptive sports since 2014, when she joined the Cincinnati Dragons, Coach Count's wheelchair basketball team.
I just got excited because it was a sport that I could play. I liked the community around it, and it was around the same playing ground for a lot of us.
After high school, Cover joined the wheelchair basketball team at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. But going to school 8.5 hours away wasn't for her.
It got very challenging. I only came home on breaks, which really made my mental health suffer.
So Cover moved back home and enrolled at UC. And when she got a text from her longtime coach inviting her to join the new tennis team, her answer was an easy yes.
Being a part of the start has been a very cool experience for me, and I want to show other people it's possible.
Now, she and her fellow athletes are eyeing their first Intercollegiate Tennis Association team championship in the spring. Until then, they're focused on the day-to-day, working on drills and making time for laughs at practice. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Isabel Nisley.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.